We're going to start an interview now with Dr. Pete Mattson. He's the professor of music and director of jazz studies, a trombone teacher at UNO, and he's here to talk with us about what's going to happen tomorrow, which will be a concert with the legendary saxophonist and composer Benny Golson. And he will perform with elements of the UNO bands. And Pete, could you share with me more about what is going to happen at the concert tomorrow and what UNO jazz students are going to perform with Benny?
Sure. This concert will take place on Wednesday, April 17th at 7:30 p.m. at UNO's newly renovated Strauss Performing Arts Center Concert Hall. We're going to have UNO Jazz 2, that's our second big band at UNO, as well as the Metropolitan Area Youth Jazz Orchestra, which is an all-star group of high school students from around the city. And the big event is UNO's Jazz 1 performing with NEA Jazz Master Benny Golson.
Now, Benny Golson was born January 25th, 1929, which makes him 90 years young. He's an American bebop, hard bop, jazz, tenor saxophonist, composer, and arranger. Could you share with me any information that you might have about his early career and what he did when he was coming up?
Well, sure. It's a real treat for us to get to play with a true jazz legend coming up here. And I've actually learned a lot about Mr. Golson just from visiting with him in the past couple of days. He grew up in Philadelphia and was childhood friends with John Coltrane. And he told us a great story about how he and John Coltrane played in a band together as teenagers, and they actually got fired from the band. So I found it hard to believe that anybody could possibly fire John Coltrane and Benny Golson, but he said it was a learning experience for him, and he grew from it and learned from it. And of course, he's one of the all-time greats.
During the 1960s and 70s, he was involved in film and television scores for some pretty noteworthy programs, including Mannix, Ironside, MASH, and Mission Impossible. According to my research, he was involved in that for quite some time. Could you tell me a little bit about what that entails, if you could?
Sure. Well, that's one of the really amazing things about Benny Golson is he's, of course, so well known as one of the founders of jazz music and hard bop in particular. And at the same time, he's a great composer in his own right outside of the jazz idiom, having composed for television and film and even things like commercials. So the level of talent from him as a composer is really just absolutely outstanding, and we've probably all heard his music in places we didn't even know it, on some of those television shows that you mentioned, in movies and things like that.
And of course, several of Benny Golson's songs have become jazz standards, like the one we're going to hear next, which will be Killer Joe. And I'm sure you and your students have practiced that one many, many times in the years.
We certainly have. That's one that we always play with our jazz combos. We won't be playing that exact tune on this concert tomorrow night, but we will be playing Stablemates, Straw Boss, Little Karen, and Along Came Betty.
Okay. I also wanted to ask you, before I let you go, what do you do with the UNO jazz students? I understand you are a trombonist and you're a professor of music and director of jazz studies. How do you steer the aspiring jazz student into a productive line of study so they can become the best possible musician that they can be?
Sure. Well, we try to do everything we can within the institution of UNO to prepare them for life as professional musicians by playing a huge variety of music and bringing in inspiring guest artists like Benny Golson. And we, of course, then encourage them to also go out away from the walls of academia, out into the community, and pursue gigging and listening to live music at places around town. We actually have a brand new jazz club here in Omaha called The Jewel, and we always encourage them to go down to The Jewel and take in as much live jazz there and elsewhere in town as they can.
Also, let's go back to the concert itself. Now, that will be at 7:30 tomorrow night at the Strauss Performing Arts Center, and tickets are available at the door?
That's correct. Tickets are $15 for the general public, $5 for students, and if you're a UNO student or faculty member, you're admitted free.
Okay, Pete, it's been a pleasure again to have you here at the Jazz Microphones on Jazzy Afternoon. And I've just spoke with Dr. Pete Madsen. Thanks again for joining me, Pete. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.